Why this lesson? Lesson 8 built the loop substrate. Lesson 9 cataloged 6 canonical patterns. Lesson 10 added agent skills, durable instructions, plus Claude Kietrat Gult, one worked harness. This lesson covers 2 Anthropic-specific primitives that realize patterns 4, orchestrator worker, and 6, autonomous agent directly. Sub-agents are how a parent agent spawns focused inner loops, one per subtask, each with its own fresh context, its own optional tool restriction, and optionally, its own smaller, cheaper model. Claude Managed Agents is the Anthropic-hosted harness. Instead of building your own loop, sandbox, and tool execution, you post user events and Anthropic runs the agent. The capability the lesson builds: pick the right primitive for an agent workload, a single L8-style loop, a sub-agent fan-out inside it, or Claude Managed Agents if you would rather not run the harness yourself. Define a sub-agent and a managed agent end-to-end and reason about the cost, isolation, and data retention trade-offs. Sub-agents, the focused inner loop primitive. The Anthropic docs frame sub-agents this way, verbatim. Sub-agents are separate agent instances that your main agent can spawn to handle focused subtasks. Use sub-agents to isolate context for focused subtasks, run multiple analyses in parallel, and apply specialized instructions without bloating the main agent's prompt. The mechanism lives in the Claude Agent SDK. The parent agent calls the agent tool, the SDK spawns a sub-agent, and the sub-agent runs an inner L8-style loop until it produces a final message. The 4 properties the docs name are worth memorizing because they map back to Lesson 9 directly. Context isolation. Verbatim. Each sub-agent runs in its own fresh conversation. Intermediate tool calls and results stay inside the sub-agent. Only its final message returns to the parent. The parent does not see and does not pay for the sub-agent's intermediate work. A research sub-agent can read 40 files. The parent sees a concise summary, not 40 file contents. Parallelization. Multiple sub-agents can run concurrently. The docs worked example. During a code review, you can run a style checker, a security scanner, and a test coverage sub-agent simultaneously, cutting review time from minutes to seconds. Specialized instructions. Each sub-agent gets its own system prompt. A database migration sub-agent can carry detailed SQL best practices and rollback strategy knowledge that would be noise in the main agent's prompt. Tool restrictions. Each sub-agent can be limited to a subset of the parent's tools. A doc reviewer sub-agent might only have read and grep, so it can analyze, but never modify your documentation. How to define a sub-agent? 3 paths, per the docs. Programmatic via the agent's parameter on the SDK's query, call, recommended for application code, file system based as markdown files in a .claude/agents directory, and the built-in general-purpose sub-agent that Claude can invoke without any definition. A programmatic Python definition with 2 sub-agents looks like this. The agent definition fields worth knowing are description, required, the router signal Claude reads to decide whether to delegate to the sub-agent, prompt, required, the sub-agent's system prompt, tools, the whitelist. If omitted, the sub-agent inherits all of the parent's tools, disallowed. Tools, the subtraction list, model, an alias like Sonnet, Opus, Haiku, or Inherit, or a full model ID. Lesson 3's effort dial also applies via the effort field. Skills, Lesson 10's agent skills to preload, MCP servers, Lesson 6's MCP integrations, memory, a per sub-agent persistent context store, permission mode, the security posture for the sub-agent's tool calls, the same modes as the parent loop, max turns, a per sub-agent cap, and background, run as a non-blocking background task. What sub-agents inherit and do not. The docs are explicit about the channel between parent and subagent. The only channel from parent to subagent is the agent tool's prompt string. Include any file paths, error messages, or decisions the subagent needs in that prompt. One constraint to plan around: subagents cannot spawn their own subagents. Do not include agent in a subagent's tools array. For workflows that coordinate dozens to hundreds of agents, the docs point to the workflow tool, which moves orchestration out of the conversation into a script the runtime executes outside the per-turn context. How subagents realize the lesson, 9 patterns. The mapping is direct. Pattern 4, orchestrator workers. The parent loop is the orchestrator. The subagents are the workers. The orchestrator decides what to spawn at runtime based on the input, satisfying the subtasks not predefined criterion. Pattern 3, parallelization, sectioning subtype. Multiple subagents run concurrently on independent slices. Pattern 6, autonomous agent. The parent agent can spawn many subagents over a long run, each focused on a subgoal while keeping the main context clean. One cost angle worth pulling out: because subagents can run on a smaller model than the parent, the per subagent model choice is a real cost lever. Lesson 3's mix and match pattern, now per subagent. The docs worked example: a strict mode security reviewer runs on Opus, the balanced mode reviewer on Sonnet. Both are subagents of a parent that orchestrates them. Claude managed agents, the hosted harness. If subagents save you from writing the spawn primitive, Claude managed agents saves you from writing the entire harness. The docs verbatim positioning: pre-built, configurable agent harness that runs in managed infrastructure, best for long-running tasks and asynchronous work. And Claude managed agents provides the harness and infrastructure for running Claude as an autonomous agent. Instead of building your own agent loop, tool execution, and runtime, you get a fully managed environment where Claude can read files, run commands, browse the web, and execute code securely. The product comparison the docs publish is the cleanest decision framing: the 4 core concepts. The docs name 4: agent, the model, system prompt, tools, MCP servers, and skills, environment, where sessions run, either an Anthropic-managed cloud sandbox or a self-hosted sandbox on your infrastructure. Session, a running agent instance within an environment performing a specific task. And events, the messages exchanged, user turns, tool results, status updates. How it works: 5 steps, per the docs, create an agent, define the model, system prompt, tools, MCP servers, and skills. Create the agent once and reference it by ID across sessions. Create an environment. Configure the sandbox, cloud or self-hosted. Start a session. Launch a session referencing the agent plus environment. Send events and stream responses. Send user messages as events. Claude autonomously executes tools and streams results back as server-sent events, SSE. Event history is persisted server-side and can be fetched in full. Steer or interrupt. Send additional user events mid-run to guide or change direction. A minimal 3-call agent creation in Python. The managed agents 2026-0401 beta header is set automatically by the SDK. The agent toolset tooltype enables the full pre-built set: bash, file operations, web search, web fetch, and more. The session goes idle on a session status idle event. You can resume by sending another user event. When managed agents is the right choice. The docs name 4 signals, verbatim: long-running execution, tasks that run minutes to hours with multiple tool calls, cloud infrastructure, a secure sandbox with pre-installed packages and network access, or a self-hosted equivalent you control. Minimal infrastructure, no need to build your own agent loop, sandbox, or tool execution layer. Stateful sessions, persistent file systems, and conversation history across multiple interactions. limits and data retention posture. Two real constraints to plan around. Managed Agents is in beta, gated by the Managed Agents 2026-0401 beta header. The SDK sets it automatically. MCP tunnels and the dreaming feature inside Managed Agents are in a more limited research preview that requires explicit access. More important for production decisions, Claude Managed Agents is stateful by design, so sessions, sandbox state, and outputs are stored server-side. The consequence the docs name directly. Managed Agents is not currently eligible for zero data retention or HIPAA Business Associate Agreement coverage. You retain control of the stored data. You can delete sessions and uploaded files via the API. But if your workload is ZDAR required, you keep the messages API path, lessons 410 plus a self-built harness or sub-agents, until that posture changes. Decision frame, which primitive? The clean version, applied per workload, a single L8 style loop in your code. When the task fits one agent loop, when you want full control of the harness, when ZDR matters, when latency is dominated by your tool side rather than the loop. Subagents, agent SDK inside that loop. When you want pattern 4, orchestrator workers, or pattern 3, parallelization, without writing the spawn and context isolation primitive yourself. When per subagent tool restriction is a real safety win. When running some subtasks on a smaller, cheaper model is a real cost win. Claude Managed Agents. When the agent runs for minutes or hours, when you do not want to run the sandbox, when stateful sessions are useful, when ZDR is not a constraint. The first call you make is agents.create. The rest is mostly send events, receive events. The three are composable. You can write your own L8 loop that calls subagents for fanout and reach for managed agents only on the workloads where the loop or sandbox is the actual constraint. Most production stacks end up with a mix, the same way they end up with a mix of models from lesson 3. Why this matters when you use Claude. The hardest part of running an agent in production is rarely make the model call. It is the harness around the call, the sandbox, the tool execution, the long-running session state, the multi-step retry policy, the per-step observability. Subagents save you from writing the spawn primitive for patterns 4 and 6. It is real engineering when you build it yourself, and easy to get wrong on context isolation. Managed Agents saves you from writing the entire harness when you are running long-form asynchronous work and do not want to operate the runtime. The lesson 12 closer turns whichever path you chose into a shipped production application. Cost monitoring on usage and usage iterations, eval set discipline, the rollout checklist, the data retention posture that decides between paths. What you should remember. Subagents, verbatim. Separate agent instances that your main agent can spawn to handle focused subtasks. Three creation paths. Programmatic, the agent's parameter on the SDK query. Call, file system-based, markdown files in .claude agents. Or the built-in general-purpose subagent. Four subagent benefits. Context isolation, only the final message returns to the parent. Parallelization, concurrent subagents. Specialized instructions, per subagent system prompt. And tool restrictions, per subagent tools whitelist. Agent definition, essentials. Description routes. Prompt defines behavior. Tools restricts. Model can be a smaller, cheaper alias per subagent. A per step instance of lesson 3's mix and match. Effort applies. Subagents cannot spawn their own subagents. Do not include agent in a subagent's tools. Subagents realize the L9 patterns directly. Pattern 4, orchestrator workers, IL's parent loop plus worker subagents. Pattern 3, parallelization sectioning, equals concurrent subagents. Pattern 6, autonomous agent, equals parent loop spawning many subagents over a long run. Beyond dozens to hundreds of subagents, the workflow tool moves orchestration into a script outside the per-turn context. Claude Managed Agents, verbatim. Pre-built, configurable agent harness that runs in managed infrastructure. Best for long-running tasks and asynchronous work. Anthropic provides the agent loop, sandbox, tool execution, and runtime. You post events and receive SSE events. Four core concepts: agent, environment, session, events. Three endpoints: post-parshishi V1 agents, post-year V1 environments, post-or V1 done sessions. Beta header managed agents 2026 Azure 01 SDK auto sets. Built-in tools via agent toolset, bash, file operations, web search and fetch, MCP servers. When to choose managed agents. Long-running execution, minimal infrastructure, no harness to build. Cloud or self-hosted sandbox, stateful sessions. Not for ZDR required workloads, stateful by design, not currently ZDR or HIPAA BAA eligible. Decision frame, L8 style self-built loop for full control or ZDR, subagents inside that loop for orchestrator workers, parallelization, cheaper subagents, managed agents for long-running asynchronous work where you skip the harness. The three compose, most production stacks mix them. A loop in lesson 8, patterns in lesson 9, skills plus Claude code in lesson 10, subagents and managed agents here. Lesson 12 ships the result to production.